You are listening to the IFH Podcast Network. For more amazing filmmaking and screenwriting podcasts, just go to ifhpodcastnetwork.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, How to Turn Your Independent Film into a Money-Making Business by Alex Ferrari. For a free copy of the audiobook, head over to www.filmbizbook.com.
Welcome to the Director Series Podcast, a show dedicated to deconstructing the work of some of cinema's most celebrated and influential film directors. I'm your host, Cameron Bile.
She is such a nightmare. She's not coming to our house, is she?
No. Did she get the stuff in arsenic from the library?
Sarah's getting it from the science lab. Who's he?
That's Amy Moore's big brother, Max. I think he's sexy.
What would you know?
At the age of 27, Coppola made her narrative debut with the 1998 short film Like the Star. She wrote the script in collaboration with Stephanie Heyman, spinning a story about a clan of vicious teenage girls who hover obsessively around their queen bee, while hatching a juvenile plot to poison the boys at their middle school. Whereas most burgeoning filmmakers must make their first narrative efforts on a truly independent scale, her status as a second-generation Coppola filmmaker availed her of some admittedly enviable production resources. Lick the Star was produced by Andrew Durham and Christopher Neal through Francis Ford Coppola's production company American Zoetrope. She even got such cinematic luminaries and family friends as Peter Bogdanovich and Zoe Cassavetes to make brief cameos as a principal and a PE teacher, respectively. Despite these considerable helping hands, Coppola's work on Lick the Star ultimately asserts itself, reinforcing the strength and competence of her own unique voice. Lick the Star was shot on black and white 16mm film by cinematographer Lance Accord, who would go on to become a regular collaborator of Coppola's on her feature work, in addition to the work of other directors in their wider social circles. The decision to shoot in this format is undoubtedly an aesthetic one as opposed to a pragmatic necessity. Coppola's handheld observational approach effortlessly melds with the grainy monochromatic film stock and various needle drops from various garage bands like Free Kittens, The Amps, and The Go-Go's to create a tone that's unequivocally punk rock. The compositions are mostly functional and close-up, rather than deliberately artistic and cinematic. At the same time, however, Coppola punctuates her fairly straightforward cinematography with impressionistic flourishes like languid slow-motion shots at key beats in the story. While the rough-hewn cinematography may stand in stark contrast to the dreamy beauty of her feature work, the narrative themes on display in Lick the Star are part and parcel with her core aesthetic. The most obvious of these is the singularly feminine perspective, detailing the exploits of a squad of proto-mean girls who have managed to grip their entire school in a stranglehold. They inflate the superficial dramas of middle school with life-or-death stakes, injecting a heavy dose of existential angst into the world of white suburban privilege. Coppola delicately walks the fine line between empathy and self-awareness, giving the plight of her characters serious weight, while never losing sight of the larger social perspective. These girls aren't inherently bad people, they're just conditioned that way by the materialistic culture they were born into.
My mom knows a nurse who said they had to pump her stomach because she tried to OD on aspirin.
I'm sure, that's so gay.
Their disaffected style of talking isn't simply bad acting, although that may indeed be the case for some. It's a deliberate decision employed to illustrate how complacency can lead to a severe detachment from reality and emotion.
Perhaps you could tell us what you thought of Andrea's essay.
I laughed. I cried.
Beneath its choppy surface layer, Coppola's first short evidences a substantial degree of directorial promise and raw talent. It would go on to screen regularly on the Independent Film Channel, but has otherwise been little seen by all but her most diehard fans. Nevertheless, Lick the Star accomplished its purpose of opening a path for Coppola to espouse her own distinct voice. Thank you for listening to the Director Series. For a deeper dive into your favorite filmmakers, go to www.directorseries.net. The Director Series is made possible in large part by our generous supporters on Patreon. Please visit us at patreon.com/directorseries to see how your contribution enables the continued production of video essays and text articles on your favorite contemporary and classic film directors. Thank you.